It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
You're going to need all the courage you can muster.
Is this true, Snookums?
It is chaos here at Beebabaloola Airport as the last plane prepares to depart.
Don't blink. Don't blink.
Got and die in Iceland. Attention, mes amis. Warning all Canadians. This program is not live. My name is Paul Moth. On today's show, where to go and how to get there. Entertainment from up the tidal ream. And all the gear to go all the way. I prepare for my trip to Ugubamba. All this for you, with me, on a special pre-taped edition of The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Time for WordWorks. With me, our den mother of the literary scene, Kathleen Hanrahan.
Great to be back, Paul.
You've been busy with your own show, of course, the highly rated Her Nibs.
Well, it really has worked out well.
Seeing as how you developed an audience using this program, I'm hardly surprised. Anyway, what rejects from your own show do you have for us today?
Paul!
Just kidding, Kathleen.
Well, since you're traveling to Ugubamba soon, I have an advanced copy of Harlan O'Riordan's much-anticipated tale of his journey there. Up the Bamba.
Advance copy? Hey, now we contacted the publisher looking for one
Listeners
of those.
Listeners will probably be familiar with O'Riordan's earlier book, Into the Heart of Gander Bay.
Well, I know I am. What a story. O'Riordan traveled into the upper reaches of Gander Bay, parts little known to outsiders, and lived to tell the tale. Now, he's made a business of these rough journeys, hasn't he?
Yes, though one suspects in today's shrinking world he'll soon run out of zones unknown. Travel writing has evolved into
Indeed, Kathleen, forgive my impatience, but could we get to this latest book? Is there anything I should be worried about? How should I prepare?
Well, perhaps I could read from the book.
Please, I love it when you read.
Okay, now this is from the introductory chapter. Having traveled the Gander Bay, a four-month journey in the country of the High Bamba posed, I thought, no particular problem. There are no insatiable, blood-hungry, woolly nippers in the Bamba, nor would I be taking pliers to extract the spike-like proboscis of the barking bog stout. This represented, I felt, a great improvement on life in central Newfoundland. But the Bamba does present unique problems. There is the boo-boo virus, latent for years, emerging finally to feast on brain tissue, emptying a man's head of sense within 24 hours of the first symptoms. There are sack fevers, heating one's scrotum to 140 degrees and boiling the testes within. There is hilaria, or laughing sickness, carried by the hee-hee fly, the victims literally laughing their guts out. But it was the sizzler worm that haunted me. Ingested as microscopic passengers on food, the worms grow to an inch in the intestines before decamping and establishing a colony on the fundament, where they begin their devilish project in earnest. The sensation is likened to the barbecuing of 1,000 tiny red-hot chilies on the delicate tissue. No amount of scratching or bathing or application of salves, ointments, or unctions can address the burning itch. Men have been known to take their own lives.
Well, you know, Kathleen, I've been through a lot in my time. I don't scare easily.
Well, Paul, if Harlan's account is at all accurate, you're going to need all the courage you can muster.
And, you know, I've been up Gander Bay, Kathleen. I didn't find it all that bad.
Right up Gander Bay?
I'm not foolish. I've been on the highway up there. Now, this advance copy, will you be needing to take this?
No, it's yours. It's yours. There's some great maps.
Oh, good. Oh, yes, look at this. Wow. Well, there are still uncharted regions. Oh, look at these pictures.
That's during the independence movement. Those poor souls are Jowls and Cavalancers sent in to put down the rebellion.
Oh, that's very harsh treatment, don't you think? I mean, what do we do to them? Colonize the place, burn over vast tracts of forest for beetle plantations, make them slaves in their own land. That's bad, but not reason enough to be lopping off heads.
What became of the bodies?
Just turn the page.
Oh, no, Holy.
Now, Paul, let's not leave the listeners with the idea that all the pictures are so horrific. There are some beautiful pictures of the rainforest, quite lush.
Lush, yes.
With the high humidity and temperatures hovering around 40 degrees this time of year, jungle growth can be measured in hours.
Well, I'm not really a fan of the heat, Kathleen. When I lived in Mexico, I got this rash between my... Well, it was brutal. Speaking of which, do you find it warm in here now?
No.
Oh, Kathleen Hanrahan, great to have you back, and thanks for the book.
Oh, you're welcome, Paul, and have a great time up the Bomba.
I think I need some air.
Bonjour. I am Chef Paul Benoit of the Hotel Palmer Hotel, and hôte of Paul's Pot. This week, we continue our gastronomic tour du monde with a visit to the great tapas bars of Spain. First, Sevilla and the renowned Bodega Torre Quemada, where we sampled the fiery Patatas Bravas Inquisition. I confess, I love the dish. Then, to Valencia Cerveceria Zaragoza, where a ration of pescado con salsa proves a sumptuous thrill. And finally, inevitably, to Madrid and Casa Almodovar's irresistible chorizo con huevos in cross-dressing. A big bite of Spain's little dishes on Paul's Pot, Thursdays at 4 on the BCN. What do you want, caballeros? Atar.
Time for another journey below, down to the nether reaches, to the murky depths of this grand old edifice, to the vault, where director of radio Ish Lundgren awaits with archival tape from our station's storied past. How are you, Ish?
Hello, Paul.
So, Ish, what do you have for us today from your treasure trove of taped time?
Well, today, Paul, as you're heading overseas, tape from my only foreign assignment at the BCN, which coincidentally was also to Ugubamba.
Oh, really?
Yes, 1946.
You covered the Newfoundland defeat in Ugubamba?
Well, I didn't cover the fighting exactly. I mean, the news department already had Arch Pilgrim on the front lines. No, I was on assignment for Bandstand.
Huh. BCN Bandstand was in Ugubamba?
Covering the big variety show that the Brits put on for our boys.
Britain overseas, wasn't it?
That's right, the B.O. All the greats were on the bill. Gracie Fields with Geraldo and his orchestra, Arthur Askey, George Formby, Reginald Dixon and his Wurlitzer. They actually had the Wurlitzer from the Blackpool Ballroom on the floor.
That sounds like it was a great show.
Oh, it was amazing. But the surprise hit of the tour was a young comedy troupe calling themselves the Carry On Gang.
You're kidding! Not the crowd from that endless series of movies.
The same. Sid James as the Cockney Wanker.
Sid James, right.
Patty Jakes as the missionary nun. Wow. Kenneth Williams as the governor.
Right.
And Joan Sims as the
blonde with the big knocker.
Paul, she was a talented comedian, the English Marilyn Monroe.
She was English, huh?
Anyway, recorded live in front of a packed house of our boys on the base at New Botwood. Carry On Up the Bomba.
Yeah, Sergeant Major?
Mr. Alfie Poachdivery to see you, Governor!
Send him in.
Hello, Gov.
Ah, Mr. Poachdivery, how are you enjoying the Bomba so far?
Well, things are perspiring nicely, thank you.
Huh?
How about yourself, Gov?
Terrible, I'm afraid. The Newfoundland soldiers are insubordinate, and they've botched the campaign.
Well, I know what you mean. These noofs don't know their Bomba from their elbows.
No!
Oh, hello, hello. Here's a sight for sore eyes.
It hurts! You haven't seen anything yet.
Now, what's going on here, Sister Mary Castigate?
Your daughter missed school again, and I caught her bathing practically naked.
Well, she's a practical girl, isn't she?
Is this true, Snookums?
Oh, I couldn't resist, Dad.
No.
It's a lovely little hall. Miss Poached Ivory, you should try it.
I'd take a plunge with you any time, Snookums. Problem is, I can't swim.
Oh, that's all right. I've got a couple of things you can float on.
Oh, I won't touch that one. Might touch the other one now.
Well, Snookums, you really must study.
Why, no, Daddy, but it's just too hot.
You've got to keep a stiff upper lip, darling.
Excuse me. The old Bombin cuisine.
A gorilla!
Oh. Well, I may not be the most handsome bloke in the world.
No! Behind you, a gorilla!
Hello, Gov! You could use a shave.
Well, whatever you do, don't excite him.
It's too late for that, Gov.
No.
You're a man. Do something.
Well, I don't see the connection.
Sergeant Major! Come in here at once, Sergeant Major!
They don't do it like that anymore.
Yeah, good comedy age is like vintage wine, doesn't it?
Oh, man, they were good. I don't see the connection.
Okay, excuse me, Ish, but it can't have been long after that was recorded that New Botwood fell to the rebels, huh?
Yeah, shortly after the show. Tragic, really. The rebels overran the perimeter during the curtain calls.
How did you make it out?
Well, the B.O.'s tour manager commandeered every bit of flotsam on the river. Hundreds of dugout canoes, cargo rafts made from the giant Gilhooly palm, anything we could find. I jumped into a bombing river dory with Joan Sims, and we began stroking our way downstream.
Yeah, right into the fall of Bebopalula.
Made it just in time to catch the last plane out of Bebop.
Must have been pandemonium.
Oh, it was. The streets were blocked, and, well, here's the way Arch Pilgrim saw it happen.
It is chaos here at Bebopalula Airport as the last plane prepares to depart. The final offensive by the rebels, the Ugubamban Freedom Front, has come to this bitter conclusion. Settlers and natives loyal to the Newfoundland occupation fear the worst. Reports of a massacre at New Botwood remain unconfirmed, but the crowd is positively hysterical on rumors of an unholy atrocity. I'm trying to make my way through this crush of humanity. I see Governor Winterbridge now making his way across the tarmac, the Newfoundland flag under his arm. Oh, dear God! Dear God, they're now shelling the airport! This last salvo found its target. It's too horrible! Ah, but there's the carry-on gang making their way to the plane. What fabulous entertainers they are! But now they're closing the doors of the plane. Wait! Wait! It's taxiing down the runway. Wait! Rebels! The rebels are now at the airport. They're wielding the machetes. Ah! For the BCN, I'm Arch Pilgrim and Bebopalula!
Poor Arch.
Won a posthumous Marconi for that broadcast.
And a hellish ordeal for you, too, Ish.
Well, yes. Wouldn't trade the experience, though. Mm. Packed tight into the cargo hold of that DC-3, which... Well, anyway, a shame the way we ended up in Ugubamba. Good intentions, but things fall apart.
Thanks for this, Ish.
Remember, Paul, you'll be a roving ambassador for the BCN over there, so keep your nose clean.
Nothing to fear there.
Take care of yourself.
What was that?
And we'll see you again soon. In the vault.
On the 18th of November, as you all might remember, the day it been a fine one and frosty too, you know. As the evening was advancing, they kept teasing me about dancing. So to please their foolish fancies, I did agree to go. I knew I'd be accepted, but really not expected. It been so long since I had been to anything before. To the party boldly ventured, and the ballroom door I entered. I addressed the porter gently as he stood inside the door. 5 cents was the admission, now it might make some addition. We'll add it all together, for the item it is small. The old giant was in the center with the fire red and rantin', and would you know was plenty, for those boys were never small. I gazed around the building like someone was bewildered, and something caught my eye about a little way ahead. I discovered there the altar where the holy mass was offered, but today it's decorated with buns of daily bread. Oh, the waiters, they were 7, between 10 and 11. You bet that they were fussy when the table they did set. Now the soup so fast has come, and there are boys with boilers running. 'Twould make you all feel funny at what you're going to get. The table seated 20, and soup you know was plenty, and bread and buns went with these to make it all go good. As for what it was made out of, it is no odds about it, for no one seems to doubt it when the taste it suited good. When supper it was over, like a storm in the Straits of Dover, the music never slackened and the dancing still held on. The old women got out dancing, out in bunches they were prancing. I thought they're going frantic, but we had a jolly time. And for anyone that stopped between 4 and 5 o'clock, they had another supper. It was just as much or more. Well, I'm sure it can't be eaten, or neither will be beaten. I'm sure it won't be equaled, neither up nor down the shore.
That's Anita Best with The Soup Supper in Clatis Harbour from her album Cross-Handed.
Oh, 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 oh!
What's that noise from Newfoundland? Yes, it's time to play the only game show worth playing. Entries from all across our listening band have been pouring in, from all the upper provinces and from beyond. First, let's hear the sound that currently confounds the nation. Hollis Duffett, fulfill your contractual obligation. And reaching into the mound of mail, I'll extract an envelope and... well, actually, it's an email all the way from Toronto, the new multi-city, and it's from Ken Nelson, and Ken writes, "Dear Paul Moth, the current noise, quote, in part gluck, 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 is clearly the call of a skip to his sweepers, instructing them to refrain from actually sweeping, but remaining vigilant. This call is frequently heard off the rock as well, through the dark evenings of deep winter across the northern rural expanses. Curling dudes, best regards, Ken Nelson." Well, that's quite a Canadian guess there, Ken, but sorry, no. Although Newfoundlanders used to play curling, it's my understanding that the practice was banned here in 94. The sound, therefore, is not from the curling rink. Get your pencil and paper ready. I'm about to give you our mailing address. But first, Hollis, give us our noise.
Hey, Rambo, look, 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 look.
Have you the answer? Send it along to us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. An excursion to Ugubamba requires much groundwork. In real time, as you listen to this broadcast, I am somewhere on the breast of the North Atlantic, aboard the tramp steamer Moira. But earlier this week, I acquired all necessary requisites. First stop was the office of Jerome Granger, host of BCN's investigative show Wearing the Wire, and our man of many microphones.
Uncle Jack's Shack, Town Beat, Women's Christian Hour. God, I'd love to be up in this wing. Be nice to get some windows, too. Ah, Wearing the Wire. Here we go. Hello, Jerome.
Paul, yeah, make sure you shut the door, okay?
Okay. As you may no doubt be aware, I'm going on assignment next week.
Yeah, Ugubamba, I heard. Isn't it rainy season down there?
Oh, gee,
I hear it gets beautiful in a couple of weeks. Anyway, what do you want?
I'll be needing a Krupp's Funkenschein Bits Recorder 39, a Spearmark 1936 shotgun mic, the Bormann 45 Hidden Omni, and of course the...
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to release any of the Krupp's Funkenschein recording equipment.
What?
That reminds me, didn't you take out a concealed Munsinger 707 mic a couple of months ago?
Hmm?
You're not recording this now, are you, Paul?
Hey, Jerome, it's me, Paul.
Okay. Look, this is what's going on. The new commissioner has been talking with the Korean manufacturing giant, Shiate. We've got orders to put their gear through trials.
Look, how often am I going to get to go on a trip like this? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I need the best of gear. What's wrong with the KF equipment?
That's not the question.
What's the question?
What's right with the Shiate equipment and for whom?
You lost me, Jerome.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a Shiate Expel recorder.
Oh.
And a Sony L50 hidden microphone.
That's not a very smooth finish, Jerome. There's a nut sticking out the side of the thing. I don't think so.
You can see what we're up against.
No.
What is the hidden agenda? Why suddenly a call for new recording equipment? And is it a coincidence that Shiate's transmission array is compatible with the UPB?
UPB?
The Universal Public Broadcaster.
Are they looking for people?
I don't know, Paul. I don't know.
Look, Jerome, this is a big trip for me. I'm familiar with the Krupp's Funkenschein gear. It's durable. I can't use this Shiate stuff.
I can't give you the KF.
Oh, come on, Jerome. Please.
Okay, but you didn't get it from me.
Oh, no, of course not. Anybody asks, Biggs will be the fall guy.
I'm at the giant health complex of St. Finian's Teaching Hospital.
passing through the triple swinging doors, and then a set of revolving doors for added security, and into the world-famous center for the study of highly contagious tropical diseases. Many people sit around the waiting area, back, no doubt, from tropical vacations on the Islas des Bahamas or Indo-Samnesia, carrying unwanted souvenirs. Prolific protozoa filling their bloodstream with waste, larvae squirming beneath their skin, tiny sizzler worms barbecuing chilies on their ink. Whew, now there's a condition to miss. To avoid such discomforts of travel south, I've come here as a precaution to get my shots. And the office should be... Yes, here it is. Here she is. My sawbones for the day, Dr. Wanda Mullet.
Mr. Moth, please come in.
I'll just take off my trousers.
You can just...
That's better.
Leave your pants on.
Oh, well, they're off already.
That's all right. Now, where are you traveling, Mr. Moth?
I'm going to Ugubamba.
Ugubamba. There's an advisory for that area this time of year. Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard.
Well, look, the rains have just ended. The mosquitoes are out in tremendous numbers, and the giant sizzler worms are at the peak of their cycle.
Giant sizzler worms?
There's an outbreak of boo-boo virus. It's a sack fever endemic zone, to say nothing of the hee-hee flies.
Laughing sickness, yeah, I've heard.
Is there any way you could change your plans? Look, in 3 weeks, the River Bamba recedes and it becomes a virtual vacation paradise.
Unfortunately, my passage on a tramp steamer was booked economy and it's not refundable.
Okay, then. Well, you'll require two shots. The first, a wee tiny injection. And then this... A great, huge injection.
Oh.
Strange how many people are alarmed by the larger of the syringes when actually the smaller one is, well, more difficult.
How so?
Administration is intraocular.
In the eye?
Just look straight ahead. Focus on that picture of the black lung. No, better yet, the healthy lung. Okay. Now, try not to blink. Think a happy thought. Steady, Paul. Here we go. Don't blink. Don't blink.
Ah! Oh, my God! Ah! Oh! Where better to get rigged out for my bombin' adventure than the Newfoundland Army surplus? Look at this. Marked down, too. The ill-fitted Newfoundland Expeditionary Force, the Jarls and Cavalancers, could be distinguished from other Newfoundland soldiers by their jungle garb. These vented Newfoundland tartan pantaloons and the ensign red pith helmets clashing with their powder blue blazers. The tropical fruits, they were called by the other troops, but they conducted themselves with...
Hold it right there!
Jeez, Berkeley! Put down the Mauser, it's me, Paul.
Not so quick. If you're really poor Moth, who won the Boyle Trophy in 39?
I don't know.
Then say your prayers.
St. Barnes!
Captained by Dick Furlong, the 60-minute man.
Well, the Newfoundland Army Surplus is run by Wing Commander Barclay Regular, retired, host of BCN's Bombs Away. You gave me a fright, Barclay.
Oh, well, fifth columnists, saboteurs, GST auditors. You can't be too careful, Paul.
Barclay, I'm going up the Bamba next week.
What? This time of year?
Giant sizzler worms, I know.
Oh, if you just wait 3 weeks, man. Vacation paradise.
I can't. I have an economy ticket and... Anyway, I thought you might have some surplus Jowls and Cavalancers gear that would come in handy.
How far up are you going?
Well, Doolang. Perhaps even as far as New Botwood.
We lost some good men in New Botwood.
A bit of a bloodbath, eh?
If God was merciful.
Don't follow.
There was talk that, well, the temptations of the upper Bamba, Paul. A young enlisted man could live a life free of the moral strictures of Newfoundland. The heat, you understand, and the pleasures of the flesh.
You think they may have...
Gone Bamban, yes.
Well, you mentioned pleasures of the flesh. What specifically were you referring
to? Now, you'll want to be properly equipped, of course.
All right, indeed I will.
Now, these zinc foil lined briefs are essential.
I'm a very particular man when it comes to undergarments. I'm sensitive in that.
It's because of the sizzler worms, Paul.
Well, zinc lined it is, then.
And I'm never without a couple of cyanide capsules. The doubt, the continual questioning of one's existence that comes when you have these tablets aboard. You take pleasure in the small things.
Yeah, well, I could never take cyanide.
Paul, in the High Volta, death never comes quickly. Let me show you these photographs. It's a bit of sport the natives call the unhappy governor.
Give me the tablets, please.
All right, there's the standard Giles and Cavalancer's kit. 3 condoms, Bomb and Volt and Sagune English phrasebook, antifungal spread, copy of the Doyle songbook, ration, twine blend tobacco. It's not an easy journey, Paul. If you make it out alive...
Yes, Barclay?
Could you pick me up a wheel of Bomb and Chimp cheese? I'm throwing a little cocktail thing. Forget it. Forget it, Paul. Good luck!
Wing Commander Barclay Regular, retired. Newfoundland Army surplus. Thank you.
The Great Eastern. Great radio. Coast to coast in Newfoundland. On the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
It's Tuesday morning, out on the open ocean, off the stern bow of the motor vessel Moira. Newfoundland fades from view. Much of what I know and love is behind me. There, past the white caps and beyond the scudding of the roiling North Atlantic, lies an adventure. An adventure that will illuminate in searing profile the philosophy and folly of Newfoundland's grand colonial experiment. I don't know if any of you can hear me now, broadcasting to you on the ship's radio, from the radio house, the radio room, the curvature of the earth, the modulation of both frequency and signal, the indigestion that is the magic of radio. But to you I broadcast my hopes and my fears, impressing upon you my vigilance over your heritage and your modern utopian concepts of right and wrong. I embark upon this journey with some trepidation and much apprehension, but also with all the resolve, preparations, and defense mechanisms the late 20th century can arm me. I make this reverse voyage of discovery for many reasons. The world is a finite place. It only makes sense that having gone all the way around it in one direction, that we retrace our steps, seeking reasons not for going, but for coming. Looking not for where we are bound, but for whence we came. Known as my famous rubber band theory. What was the whole disastrous colonial experiment but an attempt to right the wrongs that had made us flee the oppression of former colonial powers in the first place? Limited success made us think we could do better. The journey from the old world to the new had invested us with a perspicacity. It's getting a little rough out there. I've lost my script. In fact, the journey from the old world to the new has given us an insight that our attempt to return to the old world